Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the family of Private Sean Rooney say they're concerned and frustrated that the United Nations has so far failed to respond to a coroner's request for assistance in examining the circumstances of his death in Lebanon 2 years ago. 66 Defence Force members stationed in Donegal are to be deployed to South Lebanon in the coming weeks. The death of a child in County Tyrone is being treated as suspicious. And the Vice Chair of the Oireachtas Public Accounts Committee says Brian Stanley should have stood down as chairman while being subject to an internal Sinn Féin investigation. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Oisin Kelly will have all the latest in sport. That'll be coming up at around a quarter past five. First in news, the family of Private Sean Rooney say they're concerned and frustrated that the United Nations has so far failed to respond to a coroner's request for assistance in examining the circumstances of his death in Lebanon 2 years ago. Private Rooney, a native of Newton Cunningham, was killed when the convoy he was travelling in came under fire in Lebanon on December 14, 2022. Michaela Clark has more.
Coroner Myra Cullinan has not received a reply to date to a request she sent to the UN on August the 6th. Solicitor for Private Rooney's family, Dara Makin, says they are deeply concerned and frustrated at the failure of the UN to engage with the coroner, given they were the very people to campaign to protect life. Mr. Makin, at a previous hearing, said the elephant in the room in the attempt to get answers over the 24-year-old's death was that the UN had conducted significant investigations into the incident, but that there were potential restrictions on their availability to assist the inquest. The inquest has been adjourned until January.
Meanwhile, it's been confirmed that 66 Defence Force members stationed in Donegal are to be deployed to South Lebanon in the coming weeks. It's after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday called for all peacekeeping troops to be removed from Lebanon, something Taoiseach Micheál Martin says is an attempt to drive the eyes and ears of the UN out of the area. The deployment of the 125th Infantry Battalion is on schedule at this time, and the Defence Forces say all Irish peacekeepers are well and accounted for. Independent Senator and security analyst Tom Clonan says Irish troops are effectively acting as human shields between both sides.
For sure, Hezbollah, like the Israelis, they don't respect the laws of international conflict. They don't respect the Geneva Conventions. They murdered Private Sean Rooney in December 22. And if you look at Ireland's casualties over the last 50 years in Lebanon, because we have been there since 1978, 50% of our casualties were inflicted by groups like Hezbollah and other Islamic resistance groups, and the other half by Israel and its paramilitary proxies. So that shows that we are literally in the middle as human shields between the belligerents, Hezbollah on the one side and the Israelis on the other. And our mission is to try and protect civilian life.
The death of a child in County Tyrone is being treated as suspicious. As a result, a man and two women, all aged in their 20s, have been arrested. It happened yesterday in the Windmill Court area of Dungannon, and a post-mortem is due to take place to determine the cause of death. The Vice Chair of the Oireachtas Public Accounts Committee says Brian Stanley should have stood down as chairman while being subject to an internal Sinn Féin investigation. Deputy Stanley is expected to be removed as chair of the PAC today after quitting Sinn Féin. In a fresh statement, he rejected the party's assertion that he was given a fair and by-the-book hearing after a complaint was made against him. He accused some Sinn Féin members of leading a character assassination on him. However, the party's chief whip, Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin, says there is accountability within the party. Deputy McLaughlin on today's 9 till noon show defended the party's approach to recent events.
Whenever the issue of Michael McMonagall was brought to the party's attention, he was immediately suspended from the party. The difficulty is here that you then discover later on that two colleagues, work colleagues, and as you say, I will never ever be able to understand why thought it was acceptable in any way for them personally to give references. Now, they didn't consult with anybody else in Sinn Féin. They give references for a work colleague. Absolutely unacceptable. They would have been sacked had they not resigned. So there's accountability. There's immediate investigation in our party. In terms of Deputy Brian Stanley, even though he was a senior member of our party, chairman of the Public Accounts Committee, a complaint was made and the person who made complaint was treated exactly the same as Brian. Mm. They were treated equally and fairly. Due process was followed. Brian had his solicitor, his barrister present.
Well, the Minister for Public Expenditure says the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou McDonald's claim that she's not aware of the full specifics of a complaint made against Brian Stanley is credible. Pascal O'Donoghue says the party still has a lot of explaining to do.
Sinn Féin need to explain how their leader can be claimed that she was aware of an issue but didn't know what the issue was. How can that be credible? And at the same time, why is it that only as this matter was about to become public that it was finally resolved on Garda Síochána? Why did that not happen in any of the other weeks leading up to the developments of this weekend?
A man's been remanded in custody after appearing in court charged in connection with a stabbing in Derry. The incident is being treated as a racially motivated hate crime and it happened on Sunday. Chelsea Keighley has the latest from court.
The accused, 24-year-old Daniel Murphy of Moira Verde Meadows, Craigavon, appeared via video link. He's charged with offences including unlawfully and maliciously wounding, possession of an offensive weapon and theft. The court heard how a man was taken to hospital with stab wounds to his left shoulder and lower back. Mr Murphy is due back in court at the start of next month.
Members of the tourism, hospitality and retail sectors in Donegal are set to join a national demonstration outside Leinster House tomorrow. The protest is organised in response to the unsustainable cost of doing business and the perceived lack of support from the government in Budget 2025. Led by the Restaurants Association of Ireland, the Vintners Federation of Ireland and other small business representatives groups, the alley aims to draw attention to the increasing financial pressures faced by small and medium enterprises. Joe Daly, co-owner of Key West Restaurant in Donegal, expressed her concerns about the alarming rate at which hospitality businesses are closing. She emphasised the industry has endured numerous challenges over the years and now requires stronger government support.
We have been in the storm since 2007. We weathered the recession. We worked our butts off to get through that. Came out of that in kind of 2014, 2015. Started to kind of make a bit of ground, and next thing, bang, in 2020, we were closed because of the pandemic. You know, 54 weeks of not being able to trade, that was at a huge cost. And I know to say there were supports there, but really only the supports just kept a pulse of the business. So you open back up, you try and get back on your feet, and next thing you're hit with rising costs. I mean, it's horrendous, the amount of closures that's going on. And as you said, we're not going to reference any, but you had three closures last week. I heard of another one this morning, not in Donegal, but it's happened at such an alarming rate, I would say you can't keep up with the statistics at the moment.
A body has been recovered in Derry in a search for a missing 23-year-old man. Donal Armstrong had been missing for 2 weeks. Foyle Search and Rescue have confirmed that Donal's body was discovered early yesterday morning by Boyne Rescue. Gardaí in Donegal have reissued a safety appeal regarding fireworks as Halloween approaches. In a social media post, they urged the public to alert Gardaí to the use or sale of fireworks. This includes antisocial behaviour and stockpiling materials for a bonfire. Those who believe they have such information are told to contact their local station. The contact details can be found on our website, Highland Radio. Meanwhile, there's a call for a safety campaign on the use of fireworks in the north. It's after a 12-year-old boy was seriously injured after being hit in the face with a firework in Dunmurry near Belfast over the weekend. It'd been thrown by a group of young people. West Belfast councillor Paul Doherty is worried industrial fireworks are getting into the hands of children as young as 10 years old.
I think the thoughts for the whole community are with him and his family today as he tries to recover from this serious injury. And the message today has been, you know, there's been a lot of anger in the community as a result of this. And we're calling for greater safety. We're calling for greater awareness around the use of fireworks. You know, they're not toys. They can have a serious impact on someone if someone is struck with these.
Approximately £150,000 worth of suspected Class A and B drugs were seized in Derry City on Friday. The Ballyarnet neighbourhood policing team conducted a proactive search in the city, which also resulted in the seizure of a scrambler motorcycle. A 49-year-old man was subsequently arrested on suspicion of a number of drug-related offences and he remains in custody at this time. The PSNI are appealing to the public to report any concerns regarding the sale and supply of drugs by calling 101, going online or by contacting Crime Stoppers anonymously. TFI Locallink has announced changes to its service between Falkara and Dunloe. The existing 966 and 992 routes are to merge to enhance connectivity to Falkara, Derrybeg, Bunbeg, Crawley, Donegal Airport, Burtonport and Dunloe. The service will operate 5 daily return services Monday to Sunday, which includes a new peak time and evening services. The changes come into effect on Monday, October 21st. More student accommodation, free transport and abolishing fees should be prioritised in the next general election. That's according to the Union for Students of Ireland. It launched its manifesto today, calling on the next government to include student issues in its policy making. The union claims some students travelling between Dublin and Cork are paying upwards of €600 a month on commuting. Nathan Murphy, Vice President of Campaigns for the USI, says all of these issues have come up in previous manifestos.
So it's all motions that are put forward by students at our National Congress, but at the same time, these are issues that we've been pushing for in the 2020 manifesto, in the 2016 manifesto. They're not changing, they're getting worse, so we have to keep including them and hoping that the government actually start listening to us and listening to students and young people.
The revamped Diamond in Donegal Town has officially been opened. The refurbishment of the area is part of the revitalisation and regeneration of the town. Works were carried out to create a more accessible, attractive and functional public space. There was some backlash over the banning of vehicles in the Diamond area, a decision Donegal County Council say was made in the interests of health and safety and to ensure the space is free from any damage and is kept clean. Speaking at the official opening of the Diamond on Friday, Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Councillor Niamh Kennedy, says the project is a symbol of the town's shared vision for a thriving future. The time's just coming up to 12 minutes past 5 here on Highland Radio. We'll be back with sport after this short break. It's 5:15 here on Highland Radio. Oisin Kelly's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We're going to start with football. The shareholders of Finn Harps have given their back into a new ownership model, which will secure the club's future. With no private investors currently showing their hand, the club will remain fan-owned going forward. And it was agreed at Sunday night's special general meeting that a new shareholder structure would be launched, offering Harps supporters the opportunity to become an active shareholder for €25 per year. Aidan Campbell is Finn Harps' commercial officer.
For the foreseeable future, we're going to remain a fan-owned club, but obviously to make that sustainable, we need a huge collective effort from across the county and the northwest for people to support this new model. So we will launch the memberships on a date we'll specify in the next couple of days. It's potentially exciting if we do get the support that we're looking for. Obviously this will mean that the club remains a non-profit administered by its own supporters. You know, we're confident that from the feedback we've gotten so far, there was an enthusiasm in the room last night, a lot of views on people who felt that, you know, the club could move forward with this model.
That's Finn Harps commercial officer Aidan Campbell, and there's more from Aidan available now in the sports section of HighlandRadio.com. On the pitch in the First Division, Harps take on in-form Wexford and Ballybuffet this evening at 7:45, knowing they have to win to keep alive their promotion playoff hopes. If Harps get the 3 points, they can still catch Bray on the final day of the season. But a draw or defeat tonight would mean Harps would be unable to catch Bray, and the Wicklow side would then be promoted. Harps boss Darren Murphy wants his side to make it to the last game and make that one important.
If we can get the win on Monday evening and we can take it to the last game, then I'll be delighted. If we don't make it, I certainly won't be critical of them. I told them before tonight's game, irrelevant of what happened in Bray here this evening, I'm immensely proud of them because of what they've had to go through as a group of players this year off the pitch. And every hurdle that's been set in front of them, they've just got on with it. And it'll build their character and it'll bode them all well, whether they're a Finn Harps player or not, because it's been a testing season off the football field for a lot of them, and they're very young in the game, and some of the senior players it's been testing because they're probably used to more than what they've got, and they've all stuck together, and even now it's in our hands and out of our hands, but at the moment it's in our hands to take it to the last game, and let's see if we can do that on Monday evening.
And we will have regular updates tonight with Dermot Doherty as from the 7:45 kickoff. Another night of twists and turns in the SSE Air Trustee Premier Division title race awaits. Derry City can pull level in points with leaders Shelburne if they won at home to Sligo, and Derry would go ahead in goal difference. Kickoff there is at 7:15 at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium, where the country's most informed team is St Patrick's Athletic, and they make the trip to Dalymount Park to face Bohemians. No doubt celebrations will be continuing this evening in Letterkenny for the St Union side that lifted the Donegal senior title yesterday. Their 3.1 over Dunloe give the club a 16th title, more than any other club in the county. Their focus will change in the coming days to an Ulster Championship campaign, which begins at the start of November against the Tyrone champions, be it either Trullick or Errigal Kearn. Speaking with Pádraig Hulfordy during the celebrations yesterday, forward Niall O'Donnell says they had to dig deep after the much-debated penalty was awarded to Dunloe as the game entered injury time.
You always have to dig out a county final. I don't think any county finals are ever handed out easy. It was probably tougher than what we would have liked coming down the last stretch, with the penalty and everything like that. We had a decent second half, very, very poor first half, but obviously, look, the penalty was a massive call at the time and there wasn't long left, but we responded very well, and that's what we've trained for all year, to manage yourself in them situations when things don't go your way and try to pick yourself up. And I feel like we've done that probably all year, really, and that's why we're probably the champions now.
And there's more from Niall O'Donnell and a few other members of that victorious side available now on our website to listen back to as well. Now, there'll be no Brendan Devaney tonight on the DL debate, because no doubt he will be enjoying the celebrations with his team. He is, of course, part of the St Union's management. So Pádraig Hulfordy will be taking charge of things this evening, and he'll recap that St Union's victory in the Donegal Senior Championship final with former winners of the Dr Maguire Cup. Brendan Kilcoyne and Gary McDade will be in studio, along with Ryan Ferry of the Donegal News. That's the DL debate live after the 7 o'clock news this evening. In other Gaelic Games news, West Ham are set to name former Cavan player Dermot McCabe as their new senior football manager. He's due to be ratified at a county board meeting tomorrow. Tyrone's Eivind McHugh has been nominated for the Intermediate Players Player of the Year award. McHugh led her county to National League Division 2 and All-Ireland Intermediate Final appearances. Leitrim captain Michelle Guckian and defender Charlene Turrell are the other intermediate nominees. Kerry fullback Kylie Cronin has been nominated for the Senior Player of the Year award, with Galway halfback Nicola Ward and Armagh's Lauren McConville. Junior Footballer of the Year is between Armagh tandem Blaheen Bogue and Emer Smith and Louth's Kate Flood. Donegal jockey Dylan Brown McMonagall has won for the fifth straight day. This afternoon, he guided Prairie Angel to victory at 3-1 for trainer Joseph O'Brien. That's now 81 wins this season in the Irish flat campaign for Brown McMonagall. And he still has one ride left today. He will go in the 5:20 on Status Green. Just finally, in Rugby Ireland, head coach Andy Farrell is facing a selection headache at hooker ahead of the Autumn Internationals. Leinster have confirmed that Ronan Kelleher is out for 4 to 6 weeks following ankle surgery. His provincial teammate Dan Sheehan is on the shelf until the new year due to an ACL injury, while Ulster's Rob Herring and Tom Stewart are still yet to play this season. And that's your sport, Donna Marie.
Thanks, Oisin. Donegal County Council is to seek a meeting with the Housing Minister to discuss the delays in implementation of defective concrete block grant scheme. Councillor Jerry McMonagall, in a motion brought before the Council, says Minister Dara O'Brien must see firsthand the mental and physical health impacts the delays are having on affected homeowners. He's also called on the local authority to initiate a quick repair scheme targeting the worst affected social houses. Councillor McMonagall says homeowners, particularly those living in social houses, could no longer be allowed to live in properties that are not fit for purpose.
We probably have another 170 which should be empty, but because we have nowhere to put people and these families have nowhere to go, they're living in terrible conditions. Conditions which are damp, which are full of mould, and also are going to be very cold this winter again. And this is not good enough. We had from the Minister a scheme that they said was, they had the draft regulations in December last year. They asked the council for their say and observations on it. We responded in January, and we've been waiting for January now to October, and we're sitting in the mouth of October, and we still haven't the scheme regulations approved. And that's just not good enough, because all the while houses are deteriorating, pressures are coming on the council to provide housing, positive housing, proper housing for people who are living in these deteriorating houses. And there's, at the end of all this, there's men, women and children living in houses which are substandard and not fit for purpose. And that's not good enough in this day and age.
A road safety operation conducted in Derry last month resulted in the seizure of 14 vehicles and the issuance of multiple prohibition notices. The operation involved a multi-agency approach involving Foyleside and the Muir neighbourhood officers, the driver and vehicle agency and tactical support group. During the checks, several vehicles were found to have dangerously worn tyres, while one vehicle's modified suspension failed catastrophically during the inspection. Fixed penalty notices were issued and three motorists will face the PP. PS for unsafe driving vehicles. Additionally, three vehicles that are operating illegally as taxis were seized. A Letterkenny councillor has reacted angrily to news that a plan to install static speed cameras on the N14 Letterkenny to Lifford Road has been abandoned and it's decided to locate the cameras on the N13 Letterkenny to Derry Road instead. Asking about the cameras, Councillor Donal Coyle was told following an assessment process that was carried out through the Road Safety Authority and Garda Síochána and the TII, the decision to switch locations was made. Members have been promised a more detailed update later, but Councillor Coyle says it's not good enough.
I'm not happy, and no way am I happy because of the fact that those static cameras now are being moved to the N13 manor to Newton Road. Now, obviously, they're needed there, but they're certainly needed on the N14, and especially on that road at Carrick-Ballydooey, which I have highlighted so often, and only on Thursday morning, there was a car went off the road there at the bridge at Carrick-Ballydooey and ended up on its roof in a stream. And lucky enough, there was no serious injury. It's a 100-kilometre road, and I've said this before, it needs to be taken down to 80 kilometres an hour on this stretch, and I was sure and I was told that there would be static cameras put in the stretch of road, but that's not happening at the moment. So I have asked now the roads engineer to contact TII again and see can we get the static cameras there.
The last thing you want is sort of one area being played off against another, especially when there are areas that are, what, less than 8 kilometres or so apart. From that point of view, your point is we need both. I mean, there was a meeting in Lifford earlier this week told that there is plans to install one static camera in the county this year. And that raises a serious question.
And it's not enough. Absolutely not enough. Like, you know, because, like, you know, the N13 is important, but the N14 is equally as important, and there should be static cameras on the N14.
A second public consultation on the N56 Falkara to Gortahoe-Cork road scheme is taking place this week. Residents, members of the public and other interested parties from Falkara, Ballagha, Kilolta and Gortahoe are invited to attend the preferred route option for the scheme. Donegal County Council say the aim is to review and receive feedback on the preferred route option for both mainline N56 and the active travel facility before progressing the scheme to preparation of a submission for planning. The preferred route option will be on display at An Chan Varrick, Falkara on Wednesday between 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. For weather now, dry with sunny spells, highest temperatures of 12 to 14 degrees. It'll be mainly dry tonight with some clear spells at first. It will turn cloudier overnight with lowest temperatures of just 3 to 7 degrees. To conclude this evening's news, the family of Private Sean Rooney say they're concerned and frustrated that the United Nations has so far failed to respond to a coroner's request for assistance in examining the circumstances of his death in Lebanon 2 years ago. Private Sean Rooney, a native of Newton Cunningham, was killed when the convoy he was travelling in came under fire in Lebanon on December 14th of 2022. 66 Defence Force members stationed in Donegal are to be deployed to South Lebanon in the coming weeks. It's after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday called for all peacekeeping troops to be removed from Lebanon, something Taoiseach Micheál Martin says is an attempt to drive the eyes and ears of the UNN out of the area. The death of a child in County Tyrone is being treated as suspicious. As a result, a man and two women in their 20s have been arrested. A post-mortem is due to take place to determine the cause of death. And the vice chair of the Oireachtas Public Accounts Committee says Brian Stanley should have stood down as chairman while he was being subject to an internal Sinn Féin investigation. Deputy Stanley is expected to be removed as chair of the PAC later today after quitting Sinn Féin. In a fresh statement, he rejected the party's assertion that he was given a fair and by-the-book hearing after a complaint was made against him. That's all for now from Highland Radio News. We'll be back again with headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices this Monday evening, October 14th. The death has occurred of Alice Duggan, formerly from Belcrich, Gartnessead, Kincastle. Alice's remains will be reposing at Mugland's funeral home this evening until rosary at 8 o'clock. Reposing tomorrow at her own home in Kincastle from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Funeral Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Kincastle, with interment afterwards in Belcrich Cemetery. House private pleas on the morning of the funeral, family flowers only. The death has occurred of Joe McGrorty, 3 Crowpatrick Avenue, Letterkenny. Remains are reposing at his late residence until 9 p.m. tonight and tomorrow from 12 noon until 9 p.m. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. in St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with burial afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. House private on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.